Hello, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast, the show where we provide organizing tips and solutions so you can get organized, simplify your life, and create more time so you can do the things you love to do. I am your host, Kath McEwen, and myself and my team help those with clutter clear their clutter, get organized, and pack and unpack. We help organize homes and offices and also help organize moves. So you ready? Let's get organized. Hi, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast. I'm your host, Kathy McEwen. And on today's episode, we will be covering five ways to live abundantly with less. We live in a world of more shoes, more furniture, more electronics, more clothes, more of everything. But does all that stuff mean that we're actually living more abundant lives? Not necessarily. And actually, it's a big fat no. No, it doesn't. You do not have to have a bunch of stuff to have an abundant or rich life. Actually, stuff only makes us happy for a short time. And what truly creates long-term happiness, it isn't the material things, but rather it is those stronger relationships, your health, a real sense of purpose. It is not having a bunch of things in your home. So when you purchase items, yes, it can be exciting, but if your home is full of items, then buying more doesn't usually make us happy for very long. We're not happy with all our stuff, right? So it's a short-term happiness, if you want to say that, a short-term excitement. So if you have a lot of things in your house and you are purchasing more, then it's a short-term because you won't be happy for long, right? We're not happy with all our stuff. We're not happy not being able to find our items when we need them. We're not happy tripping over things. We're not happy being embarrassed to have friends over. We're really not happy with all our stuff. So then, how do we ditch the excess and start to live a rich and abundant life? Well, I have five ways and I'm going to go through them now. And let's start with number one. I don't think you're going to be surprised by it. Number one is declutter. No surprise, right? You know that I'm going to say let go of what you no longer need, which is some people call it decluttering, some people call it editing, some people call it purging, whatever you want to call it. I tend to say declutter or edit. So when you're letting go of those things you don't want anymore, you're going through your items, you're letting them go. That is what I tend to call decluttering or editing, or it could be purging. So one of the easiest ways to remove this stuff in our lives is to declutter. This could mean decluttering your home, but it could also mean decluttering your mind or your life. And clutter overwhelms us. It distracts us and it can weigh us down physically and emotionally. When we can't let things go for sentimental reasons, then we often feel guilt or shame, right? So when we remove clutter, we are forcing ourselves to make decisions. We are making the decisions. Do I keep it? Do I not? What do we do with them? And according to Barbara Hemphill, she says that clutter is nothing but postponed decisions. And once again, it's clutter is nothing but postponed decisions. And that was Barbara Hemphill. And I agree with that. When we make the decisions to let go, we build confidence and self-esteem. It even makes us feel calm and less anxious. It may not seem like it when you're first letting go. Some people feel good about letting things go and others struggle with it. And so my suggestion is that if you're struggling to let something go, then don't let it go. And you may be surprised to hear me say that, but I really believe that if you're really struggling to let something go, to me, that tells me you're not ready to let that go. So don't let it go. Keep it for now. Go back to it at another time. Maybe you'll be more ready to let it go at another time, but I don't want you to let things go and then regret it. But I also don't want you to never let anything go because you don't want to let it go. But what you can do is if there's one thing that's just you're struggling with, let it just stop that one, go to something else and make the decision on something else. So instead, focus on going to the next item and let it go. Once we remove the clutter, we make space for creativity and focus. and the clarity to see what we really want in our life. So letting go of things we no longer need and focusing on what's really important to us. Number two is prioritize. Prioritize what's really important. So often we're on autopilot, just trying to get through the days until the weekend without giving any thought to what really makes us happy. And when we take a moment to write down what gets us out of bed every morning and then make those things our priority in our day, we create room for what matters most to us. So think about that. Write down sometimes what's really important to you and then focus on those things as a priority. And it probably won't be all your clutter. It may not be, right? So focus on things that are really important to you and prioritize. So filling our homes with more stuff doesn't give more meaning to our lives or make us happier long-term. Not like those deepening relationships with family and friends, getting out of debt, for example, or making health a priority. Those things are way more important to us than clutter, right? Than the stuff we have. So really focus on what's important to you and make that your priority. Family, friends, your health, your finances should be more important to you than stuff, right? Than your stuff. So number two is prioritize and really focus on what's important to you. Number three is stop competing. To live abundantly means stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. I don't know if you've heard that term before. Keeping up with the Joneses means that you're trying to be the same as other people and we're competing. So competing means we're constantly seeking the approval of others, which breeds feelings of envy, low self-confidence, sometimes even depression. Competing with others only keeps us in a lack mindset and focused on being accepted by others, which we really don't have any control on, right? So we're trying to keep up with them so that we can be accepted. And really, we have no control over whether they'll accept us or not. So competition is something that I would say you don't need to worry about anymore. Don't focus on competing. So do you know anyone or are you one to want to have things that other people have just because you want to keep up with them? Are you like that? Or do you know somebody who's like that? You know, somebody that maybe the neighbor has this, so you get that, or your friend has this, so you want that as well. And then we end up with like a lot of stuff. And really, honestly, if you stop competing with other people, just focus on what your needs are, which you want. It may not necessarily be what other people have. And also, I am talking actually about physical things here. So who has more shoes, the high-end clothes or jewelry that your friends have, right? Are you trying to keep up with the Joneses in that sense? If so, think about it and decide, is that what really makes you happy in your life? Is it that stuff that's making you happy? Do you really have to have the same things that everyone else has? That's one way of living with less, right? You can still have a rich life without having all those things. Comparison is the death of joy. That's according to Mark Twain. And I'm not sure if you believe it or not. He once again said, comparison is the death of joy. And I'm not sure if you believe that or not, but I do know that comparing yourself to other people can cause a lot of stress. And I'm guilty for that. Not in terms with materialistic things. Like I'm not as worried about what my neighbor has and what my friends have and their shoes, their TVs or whatever. I don't really worry too much about that. So it's not the materialistic things. It's more about the success of other people. And I'm happy that they are successful. I really am. I'm super happy that these people are successful, but then I beat myself up for not being as successful, or at least in my mind, I think I'm not as successful. I don't know if you can relate to that, but I do. And so much so that I actually have a quote in a frame in my office that says, it doesn't matter what others are doing. It matters what you are doing. So if you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, or if you're trying to have the same things as everyone else, or in my case where it's not materialistic, but I feel like as if I'm not as successful as other people. And you know what? I get told I'm successful all the time, and I am successful. I mean, I am. I have a very good business that I'm running. I'm helping a lot of people clear their clutter, and I help a lot of people who are moving to get their homes ready. So we do a lot for other people, and I am successful. But I guess still sometimes I will see somebody else and think that they may be more successful than me. And so that is why I have that quote in my office. And once again, it says, it doesn't matter what others are doing. It matters what you are doing. And I just have to remind myself of that from time to time. So that's number three, stop competing. Number four is being grateful. So you can be grateful, right? Because being grateful inspires feelings of abundance and additional benefits such as improved health and happiness, better sleep, more energy. If you're feeling grateful, then you're usually feeling happy, right? So you're not as stressed. You're getting more rest. So we can have a life. We can live a rich life, I should say. So we can live a rich life if we are happy with what we have, instead of thinking someday I will be happy if I have a new car, or someday I will be happy if I have a bigger house. Instead, if we think of the positives we have and are grateful for what we do have, we won't need to have a bunch of stuff. We will be happy with having less. Cultivating gratitude can help give our lives meaning and purpose. And it's not the stuff. It's not the stuff that's giving us purpose, right? All right. So number five is the joy of giving. And I wanted to touch on the joy of giving because one of the reasons why we often have a lot of items is because we are keeping some of them to give to someone else. And it's much easier for us to give them away to someone we know who will use them. It's easier for us to let go of items if we know it's going to somebody who could use them. So we tend to keep them. And that's that joy of giving. We love to give. We like to gift items to people. It brings us joy. And that's great. If you have a lot of items and you know someone who could use some of them, by all means, give them away. Let go as many as you can. It's a great feeling. And you will have less items, which is key, right? So you don't have to have a bunch of stuff to have a rich or abundant life, and you will enjoy giving some of it away. But I want to caution you on the joy of giving, because if you're keeping things for other people, you have to take into consideration that the items you are keeping are not and not using. So you're keeping it, you're not using it, is taking up valuable space in your home. And are you sure? Are you even sure that the people you're saving these items for want them? Sometimes we think they do, but they don't. So ask them if they want it. And if they don't, then donate them. If they do, give them a deadline to pick it up. So once again, we tend to keep things because we want to give them away. It's that joy of giving, which is great. If we can give it away and create space, that is perfect. We're going to have less. We're going to enjoy our life. We're going to have a more rich life with less because we're giving stuff away, which is perfect. I love it. But sometimes we're keeping it for others that don't want them. And that's where it can cause a problem. And if you're keeping things for your children for when they grow up, limit what you are keeping, because from my experience, and I've worked with a lot of clients who have downsized, hundreds of clients who have downsized, and the children don't usually want many of the items that they're keeping. It's a reoccurring thing. People keep things for their kids and they often don't want them. They may not have space for them, and that's maybe why they don't want them. They may not like what their parents want to give them. They may not be their style. It's just maybe not something that they want. So if you are keeping things for your children, I really think a good suggestion would be to pick and choose what you want to keep for others and limit it so it's not taking up a bunch of valuable space in your home. So once again, pick and choose what you want to keep for others. And so you're not keeping everything, right? You just want to keep a few things aside for them. And also hopefully it doesn't take up a lot of space in your home, because that's the key, right? You want to have less stuff in your home. So don't keep a bunch of stuff for other people. I really highly recommend you don't do it, because what happens is you're going to downsize if you haven't already. And then you're going to be calling people like me to come in and dispose of those items, either to charity or whatever, because your kids don't want them. So I'm just giving you a little tip here. Oprah Winfrey once said, create a home environment that welcomes you after a hard day's work. Create a home environment that welcomes you after a hard day's work. And I love that. After a hard day's work, you want to come home to a peaceful and organized home, right? You don't want to come home and feel stressed after a long day at work because you have a lot of clutter. That's not something you're going to want to do. You want to come home to an environment after a hard day's work and feel peace. So I actually really love that. By the way, if you want additional tips, additional home organizing tips or additional productivity tips, a variety of different types of tips, actually. But if you want those additional tips, feel free to join our free Facebook group, Organize for Success, or check us out on Instagram at Kathy Organizes. And Organizes is with a Z, not an S. So it's Kathy Organizes. And I would love to connect with you there.